بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter on the prohibition of joining hair to hair on the head and also tattooing, making marks on the body and filing the teeth. Further we read, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الواصلة والمستوصلة. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, prohibited, cursed the woman who has her hair joined and who requests her hair to be joined. In other words, both the parties, the one who does the work of joining hair, like for example a hairdresser or whoever does this work, and the person who goes to have the hair joined, to lengthen the hair for woman. This is not permissible, it is prohibited. وَالْوَاشِمَةَ وَالْمُسْتَوْشِمَةَ. And the person who tattoos and who goes to the person who will tattoo for you. Both of them, Allah's Rasul, Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala, that they are cursed. So therefore, that should not be done. Lengthening of the hair and tattooing. Tattooing is a common practice before, in the days of ignorance as well, and even today it's very common throughout the world. It is prohibited, and if it was done due to ignorance, it is compulsory to remove all traces of it, if possible. However, if by removing it harm is caused to the body, the lump becomes ineffective or a major defect will be caused to the skin, then one should suffice by seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we should be, senior should be there. When a person is young, he doesn't understand, he does all these wrong things. Therefore the elders, the seniors must be always there to advise them and to stop them from these things. Because normally, once the tattooing is done, to remove it is practically impossible. And that it stays with a person his whole life. And if Allah changes him for a good, pious person, then it is quite a shameful thing that always the tattoo is showing. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, لعن الله الواشمات والمستوشمات. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah Ta'ala curses the woman who tattoos the body and the woman who requests for their bodies to be tattooed. Both of them are cursed by Allah Ta'ala, the one for whom it is done and the one who does it. والمتنمصات. And the woman who pluck from the eyebrows, who pluck the hair from the eyebrows. Today is a common practice, thinning of the eyebrow, or to trim it, etc. That also is not permissible. The reason for it will be given just now. وَالْمُتَفَلِّجَاتْ لِلْحُسْنِ. And those women who file their teeth for beauty. This is that when it is done for beauty, the eyebrow, if the eye, the hair grows so much that it's covering the eyes, etc., then there is permission to cut it if it goes out of proportion. But this is for beauty when it is done. And the Arab woman of before used to have the teeth filed in between to make little gaps. And that was regarded as something of beauty. And to make themselves look young, they used to do it. Any other thing that is done to the teeth also, if it is for beauty, then it is not permissible. And these are just broad guidelines. The details of it, a person should ask a mufti, whether when he wants to do various things to his teeth, etc., or to the hair, etc., wearing of wigs, all that, the details should be found out from a mufti. Al-mughayyirat khalqallah. And all this is because they are changing the natural way Allah has made a person. A person should be satisfied and happy how Allah has made him. And his prime object must not be his beauty in this world. His prime object must be to prepare for the akhirah. And yeah, now if he goes and he gets involved in all these outward beauty things, then he changes the way Allah has made him, then this is not permissible. فَقَالَتْ لَهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ فِي ذَلِكَ. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this, one lady objected to this. She had some problems with it, she objected to it. فقال حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said وَمَا لِي لَعَلْعَنُ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Why should I not curse that person whom Allah's Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم cursed? You are a lady, you don't have all that knowledge, and you are having an objection which is common till today. When we tell women, this is not right, that's not right, they say, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with this. This is a common thing. So he said that we had the knowledge that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cursed this. So he informed her. And further he said, وَهُوَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, and it is in the book of Allah as well, in the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah تَبَارُكُ تَعَالَى says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُدُوهُ, whatever Allah's Rasul gives you, commands you with, do that, take that and follow that. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, and what he prohibits you from, stay away from those things. This hadith teaches us that thinning or fashioning of the eyebrows is not permissible. However, if the hair grows in the area of the beard or moustache of a woman and it resembles that of a man, then it is permissible to remove such hair. For women, if the hair grows where the beard grows of a man on the cheeks or the moustache, then that, to remove that hair for a woman is permissible. The hadith teaches us also that women are not permitted to file their teeth in order to create gaps between them, or whichever other way to change to what Allah, how Allah has made you to change that. The older ladies amongst the Arabs used to create such gaps so that people would regard them as young. However, if changes are done to the teeth for medical reasons, then this is permissible. And as mentioned, for all this we should get advice from a mufti and find out what we intend doing. Is this permissible or is it not permissible? Yeah, what is important, the main underlying cause, the phrase of the Quran, changing the creation of Allah. That is how Allah has made you, you are changing that and you want to be different from what, how Allah Ta'ala has made you. Provides the reason for these various categories of women being cursed. By changing their physical features, they indicate that they are not pleased with the manner in which Allah has created them. And they want to follow fashion, they want to follow trend, they want to follow style, etc. Based on this, ulama state that every such physical change to the body for beautification, this is an important thing to remember, changes to the body just for beautification purposes, such as plastic surgery, breast enlargement, liposuction, all this, if it is done just for beauty, then it is not permissible. Then if it is done for health reasons, and for that reason we shouldn't make our own decision, we should go to a mufti and get a fatwa from him, whether this is permissible, what we intend doing or not. Wa akhiru da'wana.